Hello and welcome to this audio copy of Home First, Our Vision for Well-Being, the easy read version, brought to you by the City of Bradford Metropolitan District Council. There is an introduction by Bev Maybury, the Strategic Director for the Department of Health and Well-Being, Bradford Council. Welcome to the easy read version of our booklet, Home First. We will use this booklet to share our ideas and vision for the future. We want to know what the people who use our services, their families and carers, think about our plans. We believe that people will be happier, healthier, and live more fulfilled lives if they have more choice and control over the support they get. We know that there are things we can do better in the council, and we need you to tell us how we can work together better. I hope you find this booklet interesting and accessible. Please telephone us on 01274 435 400 to let us know what you think. Or you could send us an email at hwbvision@bradford.gov.uk, and that's signed Bev Maybury. The Department of Health and Wellbeing. This is the Department of Bradford Council. Our aim is to get health and social care to work better together. This can improve the well-being of everyone in the district. People will be more independent and have more choice. There are three services in the department. They are public health, environmental health, and adult social care. Public health, promoting healthy lifestyles, preventing disease, improving health for everyone, and make better healthcare services. Environmental health, food safety, air quality, noise, drinking water, drainage, and so on. Play a part in controlling some diseases and inspecting food shops and restaurants. Adult social care, helping adults to find the support and care they need to live their lives as well as possible. Our vision, Home First. We want everyone in Bradford to have a good quality of life and be as independent as possible. We want people to feel that they are in control of the important things in their life and have choices. We want people to be able to be near their friends and family and feel valued. We think that the best way to do this is by helping people to live in their own homes for as long as possible. So when we plan together the care and support you need, we want to think of Home First. We think that Home First is the best way to improve your feelings of well-being. What do we mean by well-being? Your well-being is made up of all the things that help you to be healthy, happy, and comfortable. That might include your family, friends, and carers, the people who are important in your life, staff who help you, being independent and having the right to choose how to live your life, having the right to take risks, knowing how to look after yourself, getting information about your health in a way that you can understand it, eating a healthy diet, getting enough exercise, a healthy home, having a home to live in that is warm, dry and in good condition, a healthy environment, having clean air to breathe, clean water to drink, food that is safe to eat, having hobbies, being able to go out and enjoy yourself, having a social life, feeling useful, having a job, or being able to volunteer and make a contribution to your community, good health care, medication to keep you well, feeling safe and keeping safe, knowing how to stay out of danger. Our ambition for Bradford: home, health, happiness. We want Bradford to be a place where everyone is valued and their contribution is recognised, where people are helped to live healthy, happy lives, where people are in control of their lives and can choose what is best for themselves and their families, where we recognise and value the different communities that make up the Bradford district and give them the right support, where people have clean air to breathe, good homes to live in, and a healthy environment, where people are given information, advice, and support in a way they want it, and in a way that helps them to help themselves, where people who use our services feel in control and have their wishes, feelings, and beliefs listened to. What will Home First mean? We will find new ways to work with people who use our services, their families and carers, and all our different communities. We want to build on the strengths, knowledge and experience of everyone in the district. This means making information and advice easily accessible so that people can make choices about the support they want or need. Building on the support people have from friends and family. Fixing problems as early as possible before they get worse. Making sure that we listen to and act on what people tell us about how their needs are met. What we will do. Listen to people. Make sure that what people want, feel and believe is listened to. Do what we can to meet their wishes. Treat everyone with dignity and respect. Make our information easily understood so people can make decisions about their lives. Help people to look after themselves so they stay healthy. Treat everyone as an individual. Make their care personal to them. Fix problems as soon as they start so that minor things don't turn into something major. Use new technology to help people to stay healthy. Use new ways to let people talk to health workers and doctors. Have more social workers to help people. Let people take risks if they like. If people need to go into hospital, try to get them home again as soon as possible. If someone is at risk of abuse, keep them safe, but make sure that they are in control of what happens. If someone has a mental illness, they might have to stay in a hospital for their own safety. We will make sure their rights are looked after. Personal budgets. Most people will have a personal budget to pay for the care they need. Together, we work out how much support you need and how much this might cost. We draw up a support plan, and when this is approved, you will get an amount of money called a personal budget. There are four ways you might use your personal budget: a direct payment, an individual service fund, managed care, or a combination of any of these. A direct payment. The council gives you the money and you arrange your own care. An individual service fund. The council pays the money to another organisation who arranges your care for you. Managed care. The council arranges and pays for your care. You will have less control and choice about how your care is provided. Or you could have a combination of any of these. We want everyone in Bradford to live as long as possible in good health, no matter where in the district they live. We want people to be confident about taking control of their own health and making their own choices. We will focus on what people can do, not what they cannot do, and work with our communities to make services better. Every council department and the NHS in Bradford will be working together to make this happen. The areas we will focus on are obesity, tobacco, and early years. Obesity. More than half of the people who live in Bradford are overweight or obese. They are more likely to have a heart attack, a stroke, type 2 diabetes, or some types of cancer. We will find new ways of helping people and families be a healthy weight and live a healthier lifestyle. We will work with employers, schools, and others to make it easier to be healthy. We want people to make changes in their own lives, to do more sport and be more active. Tobacco. More than 1 in 5 people in Bradford smoke tobacco. Stopping smoking is the most important way a person can improve their health and live longer. Women who smoke when they are pregnant can cause serious problems for their babies. People who have mental health problems are much more likely to smoke than others. They are more likely to die younger. Breathe 2025 is our plan to help people to stop smoking or not start smoking. Early years. We want the children of Bradford to have the best possible start in life. We are working with other council departments, the NHS and voluntary groups to make sure this happens. Our priority is to identify pregnant women and young children who are at risk of harm and act quickly to keep them safe and healthy. We work with the whole family to improve the well-being of every child in the district. We will work with Better Start Bradford to find the best ways of helping children and families. We talked with lots of people while making our plans for Home First. We want to hear what people think as we put our plans into practice and start our new ways of working. There are lots of ways you can keep up to date on our plans and let us know what you think. For more information about our Home First vision, look at our website www.bradford.gov.uk/adult-social-care/policies-and-reports/home-first-vision. To get in touch and tell us what you think about our vision, telephone us on 01274 435 400. People who are deaf or have a hearing loss, please text 07582 101 116 or email hwbvision@bradford.gov.uk or write to us at the Department of Health and Wellbeing, 5th floor, Britannia House, Bradford, BD1 1HX. This booklet is also available in other formats such as large print and braille. BSL versions are also available. Please contact 01274 431 989. This easy read version of the booklet was produced by BTM at 11 to 12 Eldon Place, Bradford, BD1 3AZ. You can phone them on 01274 848 150. All images within the written version of Home First Easy Read are copyright to BTM and under license from Shutterstock version 250417. And that concludes this audio copy of Home First, Our Vision for Well-Being, Easy Read version, brought to you by the City of Bradford Metropolitan District Council. Thank you for listening.